What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. We got a Cummins engine recall, 5,000 engines. Cummins recalls 5,000 engines manufactured from March 7th, 2016 through April 15th, 2016. Engines involve the ISX-12 part number 4358814 and the 615 part number. Numbers 5317106 and 4358814 part number. These engines have an engine control module that may short circuit and blow a fuse, resulting in an engine stalling out and warning. Resulting in engine stalling without warning. Oh, wow. Didn't have to reread that one. If it occurs, the engine cannot be restarted until the ECM fuse, the ECM and fuse are replaced. An unexpected engine stall increases the risk of a crash. No shit, Shirley. Cummins will notify owners and dealers and replace the existing ECM and new ECM free of charge. Recall expected to begin July 7th. May contact Cummins Services at 1-800-343-7357. I said 1-800-343-7357. Here's my fucking problem with this. First of all, we need some national laws. I know all the truckers like, goddamn, can't, you don't need no more laws. We don't need no laws. We need the freedoms of the world. We ain't going back to the goddamn Wild Wild West days. It ain't happening, all right, goddamn it. Sick of you motherfuckers with that goddamn bullshit every time. We don't want no new laws. We need some. We need some for us. This is some bullshit. You don't go spend $100,000 on a goddamn truck to listen to some motherfucker tell you, oh, you just bought that truck? You need to bring it back because it just might cut the fuck off. The fuck? And not only that, how many guys had this shit happen to them and they replaced it with another shitty ECM and then turned around and ended up having it happen again before they realized they needed a fucking recall? And by the way, you notice they said replace free of charge. They did not say that they were going to pay you for your fucking downtime, did they? This is complete bullshit. These companies, and the thing about it, this is why I still think that it ain't the automated trucks that's going to replace truck drivers. It's the fucking fact that trucking companies don't want to own these motherfuckers anymore. They can't make a fucking engine no more. I mean, this is what, the third recall I've talked about? Maybe second recall this year? And it's all new shit. And the thing about it is, like, you know, people always say, you know, everything made in America is better. Well, you know what? When they made it in Canada, it didn't have this many goddamn recalls. You know, I don't know. And the thing is, I think it's just a language barrier when you go to foreign countries. And I know people go, but that is racist, kid. Well, fuck you. Oh, fuck. 5,000. Do you understand 5,000 trucks? You understand that those people spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for a semi-truck. Just bought that bitch. And you tell them, oh, yeah, we sold it to you broke. Yeah. Yep. Now, so now come see us. We're going to contact. They don't even want to start the recall till July 7th. It's the 24th. How about you start the recall now, motherfucker? No. Wait until your truck cuts off for no reason and have an accident. Then maybe we'll help you. This is why we need some fucking laws. We need a federal law that says, one, you are going to pay a truck driver for his downtime. On operators, they need to get paid for their downtime. It's bullshit. I'm going to sit in a hotel or sit in my truck not making any goddamn money while your people figure out how to get to me. And that's the other part, too. They don't talk about this shit. It takes time. You go to the shop, and especially this time of year, it gets busy. And a lot of people are like, what do you mean it gets busy? Because everybody's running more and more. The trucks break the fuck down. You know, flatbed boys running. Everybody's running right now. You know, this ain't no Christmas time. Shit. You know, Christmas time, you can get a lot of shit fixed in Christmas time, right? It ain't usually that bad unless it's been a bad snowstorm at Christmas time. But summer, in July, it gets pretty bad. You got to wait, Jack. Especially when you talk about something like this, because if you go, let's say you go to your local Cummins place or your Freightliner dealer, whoever you're going to get it fixed, at the end of the day, here's the thing. You go in to get it fixed, guess what? The state's coming in to get their trucks fixed too. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and guess what? They're going to have priority because nobody's going, they don't want to piss the state off. Right, so they're going to say, you got to wait until we get these state vehicles fixed. Yeah, good luck with that one. Yeah, so this is bullshit. I personally believe the government needs to step in and make these companies pay fucking money, good fucking money for this, because this is bullshit. You need to pay a driver for his downtime. Need to pay that man for his downtime. And I'm going to go out and on a limb and say company drivers too, goddammit. Ain't that some shit? And think about it, an entire 5,000 trucks. That means if you're a small fleet, you got that Cummins engine because you know how dependable it is. And now you got a recall. So you got to pull your fleet off, small fleet owner, 200-300 trucks. Go rent you a truck or lease one, which is going to cost you more fucking money, right, off a truck that you just bought, right? And then put it in the shop, right? Now you're going to lose 2 or 3 drivers. Usually if you got a small fleet and you have a change like that, you're going to lose about 2 or 3 drivers, which is pretty devastating when you got a small ass fleet. Or you got a big fleet and you're probably going to still lose drivers. Plus you got to pay them for something for their downtime. They ain't going to be able to just sit on the road, not run. Or you got to pay extra fees with your lease or your rental, which is just bullshit. Cummins ought to be paying for that shit, and ought to be a law making those sons of bitches pay for that shit. You can't sell somebody a fucking broken equipment and then turn around and you ain't going to pay for it, motherfucker. Ooh, I act like I own a truck, don't I? But definitely, man, that needs to be, tell me what you think. You think we need a law to force these companies to pay for this shit? Because it's happening more and more and more. Was Peterbilt just had a recall? I just think it was this year. And then we had the Volvo recall where the steering wheel was just going to come the fuck apart. Now you got an engine that just comes the fuck apart. Hey, truck manufacturers, I got a theory. This is just my personal theory. Take it to where you want. I think you need to manufacture in a country that has real fucking laws that you can't subvert, so you actually create real working equipment, right? Because that whole cutting cost shit and, you know, ducking over here in the communist country and building a factory with no rules, you know, all that sneaky shit you motherfuckers do with foreign countries, it seems to be trickling down to your product, right? Which ultimately, even if you ain't reimbursing drivers, is going to cost you some money and reputation, by the way. You just made a whole lot of other guys look at that Detroit diesel. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. Figured I'd talk about that. You need to be forced these companies and these recalls to reimburse. I guarantee you a lot of this shit wouldn't happen if they had to actually pay a driver for his fucking downtime. All right, guys, talk to you later.